Hi and welcome. My name is Rich Bassini. I do the reseller news, the Let's Talk eBay, and I'm also a vlogger. Today on episode 7 of my Anchor podcast, I want to just say thank you to Anchor for letting me create this podcast and having my very own through Anchor. And if you guys are out there looking to have your own podcast, definitely check out Anchor. Just go to their the URL for them is https://anchor.fm. And you too could be on your way to having your very own podcast. Now, with that set aside, I want to talk today to you guys out there about being a better seller on eBay. And a lot of you may not know, but I do a lot of research and I get a lot of my ideas from watching other watching other resellers that have YouTube channels. Excuse me. So I had to write it down in regards to, you know, when a person's talking, I know I could keep playing the video over and over again to, get the full gist of it. But I was listening to, you know, this one reseller I listened to. I'm not going to give you the URL. I'm not going to give you their YouTube channel. This, you know, I'm not here. This ain't like, you know, even on my YouTube channel, I talk about it. It's not the hall of shame. I don't, make derogative remarks about other, you know, online resellers. Everybody runs their business differently, plain and simple. How I do my business as opposed to another reseller, is different from the way they do it. And that's okay. You know, that's what makes the world go around, right? Everybody does their own thing. We all can't be the same. We all can't be the same thinkers in some cases. And we tend to do our own thing. So anyway, I was listening to the person talking about it, and that person got a question about how they do their descriptions. They're like one-liners, and the seller doesn't put that much information in there, and they just let it populate when they do the item specifics. Whatever information's on that thing, that particular item that they're selling, they just use the item specifics or the item conditions, whatever, as their description. Another question was asked, do you clean the items up? And the person was saying, if it's dirty, I leave it dirty. I don't do it that way, folks. I even wrote it down. Let's get back to the description part. I wrote over here, be descriptive and detailed. And I watch videos from other sellers. This is when how I came about to doing this podcast. And it states that sometimes they put detailed, this seller sometimes will put detailed information and sometimes they don't. I always look at it this way. My take is to be detailed as best you can with the item that you're selling. And the reason why I'm saying this here, if you don't put in there on your description stating all the flaws and defects with the item, it'll come back to bite you later on, and it will affect your seller performance. It will show up on your your feedbacks. You know, you'll get disgruntled, buyers that might not be happy with your service if you conduct business like that. Now, I'm not saying that this person who runs their business like that is doing a wrong thing. I'm not saying that at all. You know, if a person can get away with, selling an item that they don't clean it up and they just sell it dirty, whatever, that's all fine and Jim Dandy for that person. But I don't run my business that way. You know, especially with COVID, you don't want to send something dirty or grimy out to a buyer, the buyer, of course, they bought the item from you. Because first off, it doesn't project a good image for you, I should say. You might be, thinking, oh, it's okay. It's an old item and it doesn't matter if it's clean or not. I could just send it the way it is. The way I bought it at the thrift store or the way I bought it from a garage sale, whatever. I'm just going to take pictures, snap pictures and throw it up on eBay. You should always, especially now with COVID, you should always, as a reseller, clean the item with a mild disinfectant on certain things. Like I said, if it's clothes, I sell my daughter's clothes. Okay. Now, the items that she had given me, I had them for over a year, and they're washed and clean. The stuff that you see on my eBay listings, the shoes, the boots, the clothing there, that's all my daughter's, you know, and they're all been washed and cleaned. Now, when it comes to, you know, if you're buying something from a thrift store, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm sure the people who put the clothes up by the thrift store, like donate them, I'm sure they're clean, but you don't know where they're coming from. You know, you don't know how the household was, but are the person's tidy, untidy? You know, did a person have some kind of a condition and they're just donating the clothes, whatever? You got to be careful with these things, especially today. So me, when I get the items, I use a mild disinfectant and cleanser on them to make sure they're clean. You know what I'm saying? Before I take pictures. It's the right thing to do. It's the only thing to do, especially, like I said, with the COVID thing going on. You want, if anything, you want to be more assertive in cleaning that item rather than just saying, oh, it looks good, I'll just take a picture and put it out there. It does make a difference. And one question the person said was, you know, is it worth the time to take to clean it? And I do believe, yes, it is. It is very important that you clean the item up before you send it out to a buyer. Now, if you're a high volume seller, I'm not, I'm a small volume seller, to be honest with you. So people say, well, if you had 500 or 1,000 items to sell, are you going to clean all those items up? Are you going to take the time initiative to clean them and just, you know, put them up? You know, absolutely. Absolutely. First off, there's no time constraint. I don't have a timetable where I said, let's say I had a list 100 items today. Let's say my goal was to list 100 items within a week's time, whatever. All right. And you had a week to do it. I don't have a time schedule. If it's going to take me a week and a half to clean these items up before I put them up on eBay and make sure the items are tested. Well, if it's electronics, I got to make sure they're tested and cleaned. And it runs into the following week. Why not? I don't have a time constraint on me where I said, oh, I got to get it down. You know, people set. I know some buyers will set their own goals. I mean, the sellers, they'll set their own goals. I got to do so many listings a day. I got to get so many orders out a day. Well, I got news for you. For myself, I'm a one-man band here. Okay, I do the photos, I do the cleaning, you know, the cleaning. I put I lodge them in my ledger book of the prices I bought the items for, what they sell for, the profit, and so on and so forth. I'm the one that takes care of all that. So, you know, when it comes to selling an item, you know, you want to make sure that the item is well described and detailed as possible. Now, I know this person also talked about people don't read the descriptions, and there the person is 150% right, because I did a video like that. Buyers, in some cases, don't read the description. Now, you might say, well, you're saying you should be detailed. You're saying buyers, oh, it sounds like a contradiction. No, here's the thing, though, folks. You got to understand. By all means, you want to be detailed and describe that particular item you're selling. And I'll tell you why. I myself had an experience like this. A buyer had made a claim that this was a few years back, that the item was not as described, it was missing a part, whatever it was. I think it was an electronic product, if I'm not mistaken. And the buyer made a claim like that, and I rebutted it with eBay. And I said, no, that is not true. I said it was all listed in the description, and the buyer did not read the description. And when eBay looked back at my description, that was detailed. This person wanted to give me a negative feedback, and eBay. Well, they did actually. They did, and this was, like I said, years ago. But it didn't last long. They left it that day and was taken off the same day, because I put everything in detail, and even the eBay teammate, I think I'd like to refer to as an eBay teammate, stated the same thing. Oh, no, you did put all the information there, and therefore we will remove the negative feedback. Okay. And the reason why they removed it is because I was very detailed in my description. I put in there the defects, the flaws, whatever it had at the time, and eBay seen it, and eBay backed me up on it. So if people say, And people say you don't need to be that descriptive in your listings. Well, I do. Now, I can't tell you guys what to do. That's totally up to you. You know, if you want to be descriptive and keep it a one line, a two line, that's totally up to you. You know, you want to say if you're selling a, like me, I sell clock radios, digital clock radios, you know, the Sony Dream Machines. I mean, I could easily just not clean it up, just take a damp towel, dust off, there's any dust on it, and snap a picture and just say in there, yeah, it's been tested and works, and leave it at that. Oh, this person claims that they have a lot of listings to do, so they don't have the time to get in there and write long descriptions. But it will come back to haunt you if you don't. And regards to selling dirty items, that's not going to happen with me, folks. If you buy stuff from me, you'll see it comes wrapped in plastic. The item is clean. I clean the item to the best of my ability. When I sell my Keurig coffee makers, they're cleaned and tested, okay, with a mild disinfectant. Because don't forget, they're sitting in a shelf in a thrift store, and people of all walks of life come into the thrift stores and they're picking these things up, they're handling them, then they're putting them back down again. When I get my items, the first thing I do is I put in my ledger book what I pay for them, and I get a 50% off, 25%, 75%, whatever it is. I log into my ledger book, and then the cleaning process begins. I get a mild disinfectant cleanser, and I make sure it's not going to hurt the item itself. You know, these Keurigs are plastic bodies, right? Casings. I make sure that it's going to be safe on plastic, and it's a mild disinfectant, and I clean them down. And the way I clean the inside is with the water and vinegar. I don't use the Keurig cleaner. I'm not saying it's a chemical or not. I don't know. I know they have it. I never really looked into it. I never bought it. But the old-fashioned way is you clean them out with the clear vinegar and water. That's how you clean the scale. You know, like, I guess if it gets some kind of residue in there, that's the best way to clean it. It's natural, too. If there wasn't anything in there, you know, as opposed to, I don't know what the Keurig cleaner is. I don't know. I never bought it. I seen it. I know they have it. I don't. But anyway, that's when the cleaning process begins. And with COVID, you really want to take that initiative to, you know, clean these things up. The other thing is, I'm just going to get a swig of water here, folks. I'm sorry. The other thing is, when it comes to leaving feedback, they would talk about that topic as well. And, you know, the person was saying eBay has a thing where they have it where that does auto feedbacks, but you have to have a higher end store subscription. I don't. I have a starter store. I'm not going to go into anything, you know, advance up to a higher store to get that feature. Like I said, again, I'm a small volume seller, but they have it where, you know, if you have that, if you have a higher store subscription, like, you know, a basic or whatever, or an anchor store, I know it sounds funny. I think they have an anchor store. It sounds like that anyway. Right. You could, you know, I think you get all that as a perk where you could leave automated, feedbacks. Now, what people don't understand, and I'm only saying this because, again, I'm a small volume seller, that when I leave feedbacks, if I have multiple feedbacks, all I have to do, I have a standard format, is you just go into the feedback where it says leave feedbacks, and you put the check mark in there, and you check those off. And when you leave a feedback, there's a part in eBay, when you go to, you leave the feedback, you can leave multiple feedbacks. I have one that's pretty much as a standard format. I don't go individual and say, great buyer, thanks you, you know, whatever. Great buyer quickly, you know, pays right away. So I have a standard format. And the format says, thank you for shopping at RJ Pacini, satisfaction guaranteed. That's it. Now, you're probably wondering, well, that's your positive feedback for the buyer? Yes, it is. And I'll tell you why. I've done a video about this a long time ago too, a couple years, you know, years back. The buyers who purchase from me don't always leave positive feedback. Well, I'm not saying positive feedbacks. They don't leave a feedback. Okay. And now, feedbacks are not mandatory. That's at your own discretion. If a person wants to leave a feedback, they have the option to leave it. If they don't want to, they don't want to. So it sounds kind of crazy what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's basically, it sounds like you're using their positive feedback for your positive feedback, if you get my drift. So what happens is, what happens in the case of this, because the buyers don't always leave me feedbacks, what I would do is I will leave them a positive feedback, but I'm thanking them. And that's what I say. Thank you for shopping with RJ Pacini, satisfaction guaranteed. I find nothing wrong with it. I don't think eBay found anything wrong with it. Because if they did, they would have contacted me and said, you know, you can't do that there. You should leave it other. You should make it other, or, you know, leave a different type of feedback. You know, maybe commending the buyer, saying they pay quick or whatever. Pleasure doing business with the buyer or whatever. But again, folks, you understand, buyers are not compelled and it's not mandatory that they leave a feedback. Okay? So with that in mind, I do it my way. Never had a complaint from eBay and never had a complaint from a buyer. And what I'm doing, when I'm saying leave a positive feedback, all I'm saying is I'm thanking them for shopping with me. I never had a problem. Okay? That's just the way it is. And I will continue to keep doing it that way going forward. And I have. And I'm not going to go jumping into a high-end store to have an auto feedback feature in there. I'd rather do it manually. Some people may bake to me and say, well, suppose you had 1,000 of them. Well, I believe you could check them all off. You hit the or check or whatever. Or if you had to do a, you know, you could leave multiple. You could check off multiple buyers. And when you hit the leave feedback, it'll take you to your formatted feedback. Like mine says, thank you for shopping at RJ Pacini. Satisfaction guaranteed. I could leave that same feedback to all those buyers. Now, some people say, wait a minute. So you don't do individual, like if a buyer is a prompt payer, you're not going to say a buyer is fast payer, this, that, whatever. No, I don't. And I'm not saying it in a malicious way of being mean. It's because some of the buyers don't leave feedbacks and they're not required to. I think eBay gives a little prompt, like, you know, you made a purchase, you could leave a feedback or something like that. You know, how was your purchase or whatever? Leave a feedback. I think eBay has a little auto response like that. Not that they're going to leave the feedback, but I think they do kind of like, you know, not nudge the buyer, say, hey, you know, you bought the thing from the seller. What do you think? You know, type of thing. You're going to leave a feedback. I don't know. I thought I seen something like that from a thing I purchased once before, but I don't know. I don't get into all of that there. Like I said, I don't make a And then the person was saying, are feedbacks important? Well, here's my take on it. Yes, they are, because for the simple reason is when I make a purchase from a buyer, the first thing I do is look at their feedback. If they're like a 97 or 96 or whatever it is, I will go to their feedbacks and click it on and see how many negatives they got. And then I read the negatives. Seller doesn't get respond to questions. Seller did not refund me. Seller sent me the wrong item. Seller did not put the description, you know, list the item in the description that it had defects or whatever. And I go by that. And if I see it's a repetitive thing here, that it's habitual, so to speak, it's the same type of problem over and over again, then I will not buy from that buyer or that seller, plain and simple. So if people are to say, you think feedback plays a big role? Yes, it does. I believe it does. I myself, when I shop on eBay for things, which is not too often, I will look and see if the buyer is top rated plus and if the buyer has 100% positive feedback. And the reason why I look for those two things, top rated plus and 100% positive feedback, is I know that if I buy an item from that seller, that they're going to do everything in their power, at least I know I do, to keep me happy. That's how I decipher, in my personal opinion, who's a good seller and who's not. Okay? That's how I look at it. So that's my personal take on it. Okay? Now, some people may beg to differ with me with my thinking. I say, well, I don't know about the way you think about it, but I don't look at it that way. But that's okay. Everybody has their own opinions and how they do stuff. So again, I was talking about the the conditions, use the condition fields. You know, when you get the item specific and a condition, I always like to put in there when it comes to conditions. I'm talking about when you get ready to set up your listing for your item you're selling. I always go into condition field and I'll put in there this item has been tested and it works good. And then I'll say if it's more, I have to, you know, give the buyer a little more information I want them to read. I will put in that same window, please read the description thoroughly or carefully. And then, you know, I leave it at them. I leave it at that then. In other words, that's their responsibility. If they buy on impulse, they hit that buy it now button. You know, I'm hoping they read the description verbatim because I do. And like I said, again, I had a situation like that. And thank God the item I had was described pretty much to the T. I told everything that if there was any defects or flaws in it, I put it down. And if people don't believe me, you could read my feedbacks. And I tell people too, if you are listening to my podcast for the first time and you want to know what you want to check out my listings on eBay, I'll give you my user ID right now, eBay user ID. It's shop-rjpassini-4-great-deals. I broke it up with dash because I didn't want to keep it one long word. Check it out. look at the feedbacks I get from other buyers, and you make that decision. You make the decision if you want to, you know, buy from me or not. Check out what other buyers are saying. All I do ask is that if you're making a best offer, keep it reasonable. And if you do get something from me and for some unforeseen reason, you are not happy with that item, all I ask, if you could do me this favor, is please don't leave a negative or neutral feedback without contacting me first. I work with my buyers. You guys, you buyers out there, or potential buyers, are my number one priority. I want you to be happy. If you're not happy, please contact me. Tell me, Rich, the item I got, I'm not happy with it, whatever, it's not working, this, that, and the other thing. Well, it should be working, but whatever your reasons are, there's no fuss or muss, no haggling. Send it back in the condition I sent it to you. Make sure it's well packaged, and you will get your free refund, plus I pay the return shipping. Now, that's all I ask in that regard. In regards to the clothing that you see there is from my daughters. Those are not store-bought or thrift store. Well, they're store-bought from a store, but they're not thrift store items. I know people say, how do I know that? Well, you got to take my word for it. I don't buy clothing, and I'm not saying in a bad way, I don't buy clothing from the thrift stores. It's not that I haven't seen anything in there yet that I like. I don't really look for clothing when I go to thrift stores. I like electronics and other odd things, like, you know, not odd things, but different things of that nature. I'm not really into clothing. The only reason why I'm selling the clothing, my daughters asked me, I got two daughters. They asked me, Dad, you think you'd want be interested in selling? I know you sell on eBay, you'd be interested. I said, yeah, why not? So I pick and choose some of the things I thought were good, some new items are there, whatever. And you know, that's my daughter's stuff, the shoes, the boots, the jewelry, whatever you see. Any girl stuff that you see there is from my daughters. Okay. If I do buy stuff, and I know that's all been cleaned and everything, because my daughters don't give me dirty stuff, that's all clean and machine washed items. If I do buy something from a thrift store, I will look for machine washable items, because I'm not going to buy something that's got to be taken to the dry cleaners, because it costs money. So what I would do if the time comes, I do buy from a thrift store clothing, it's got to be machine washable. I will take them home, wash them. You know, if they're whites, they get bleached. You know, they get a little bleach in there. If it's colors, they get the separate washing. And I have a handheld, like it's almost like a commercial hand steamer. They are steamed. My clothes that I get, even my daughter's stuff, when I take it out of storage, it's always steamed to get all the wrinkles out and so on and so forth. I don't use an iron on there. Well, I'm not great at ironing, but I don't want to burn anything. You know, that's what I'm going to, but you know, that's how I do it. That's how it is with as far as that part goes. I don't buy stuff like, you know, like I said, where I'm not going to buy stuff from a thrift store and, you know, just flop it up there on eBay, especially now, like I said, again, you know, when it comes to buying stuff from a thrift store, you should make sure those items are clean and sterilized. Use a mild disinfectant, okay? Because you don't want to sell items to your buyers where they have an, you know, they have the chance of getting, you know, catching something, you know? Before I do anything, when it comes to cleaning the items, I wash my hands first, get the cleanser with a clean rag. I cleanse them. I make sure they're clean. I give them the once over before I ship them out. Even though they were clean prior, I give it the once over. I wash my hands. Then I give it, I use the mild cleanser again. I go over the eye. If it's a Keurig, I clean the outside of it one last time. I wrap it up in plastic and I send it out. I'm going to do the best I can to protect my buyers. I can't say it's a foolproof thing, but that's how I do it. All right. So again, with the descriptions, again, getting back to that, be descriptive as possible, because again, if a buyer puts a claim in and they say that the item is not as described, you will have the proof. You will have the proof. And eBay, at least for me anyway, I'm speaking for myself, eBay, if you're in the right, eBay will protect you and back you up. Okay? Make sure you do that there. That's all I'm telling you, because you don't want to just put a one-liner and say the item is good without putting the description in there saying if it's got nicks, chips, or there's something that's got, you know, flaws on it. You don't want to leave that out, because I'm telling you, folks, I've been on eBay for over 20 years, and I'm not saying that because I've been on eBay for 20 years that makes me an eBay guru or an experienced person like that. But I know as through the years went on, I learn, and I watch other people. Like I said, when I read other people's feedbacks, I learn from what they're doing through those feedbacks. I look at their negatives, and those are the things I say, well, these are the things people got to worry about or work on. You know, if a buyer is asking you a question, respond to the buyer. If a buyer makes a purchase from you, respond to them. Tell them you want a refund. Please send the item back, you know, and I'll give you a full refund. Be attentive. Your buyers are the ones that keep you in business. Your buyers should be your number one priority, period. All right? So I'm just trying to give you a heads up on that. My podcast is getting ready to end, folks. It's like I only get 30 minutes with these podcasts. I just want to say in closing, in this podcast, like I said again, I'm sharing basically my opinions on how to be a better seller on eBay. And lastly, this podcast will follow with the video. I'm going to do a video on this as well, talking about the same thing basically to my subscribers. And I'm going to share this information with them. So I just want to say really quick, if this is the first time hitting my podcast, I hope you like the podcast and you get a takeaway from it. If you do, I guess you could subscribe to me or whatever on this podcast. If you get a chance, please check out my YouTube channel. When you go to YouTube, go look in the search bar, whatever. Just type in Richard J. Pacini and you will see my YouTube videos. I do the Let's Talk eBay. I do reseller news. And I'm also a vlogger, and the information I put out there is free. So, it's there to help you. Like I said, my YouTube channel for all intents and purposes is to help inspire and share. And I do hope that, you guys will get a takeaway from it and check it out. Okay. If you do check any of my videos out and you like them, please hit that subscribe button, like, comment, and share. And if you want to be notified, please hit that bell notification icon. And basically that's all I want to say for now. As I always say in my videos, and I'll say it here with the last remaining seconds I have before this video ends. If you are thinking about selling on eBay or you are a seller on eBay, I am wishing you all the best in sales. Until the next time, my name is Rich Pacini. I'm wishing you all the best. Please check out my my podcast, and also please check out my YouTube channel if you get a chance. Thank you again. Have a great day, great night, great evening, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to this here. Have a good night, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you, and good night, and bye-bye for now.